This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. For decades, 4th of July menus have included burgers, potato salad, baked beans. Today we're going to talk about going beyond the usual summer menu. Joining me are Chef Mary Butch and Executive Chef at the Midwest Culinary Institute's Summit Restaurant, Sean Kagi. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You also can email us, talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook, that's 91.7 WVXU, or on Twitter, we're at 91.7 WVXU. Use the hashtag WVXU. Talk. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to have you here today. So we always think about the summer picnics for the 4th of July and all that great stuff, and everybody's talking burgers, and gosh, what can we do to go beyond the burger? What's your favorite?
Well, one of my favorite things is to take fish, wrap it in aluminum foil, put in some compound butter and maybe some vegetables, and put it on the grill and cook it right on the grill so it kind of steams in the aluminum foil, and then you can... It's real moist when you pour it off the grill.
Talk to me about compound butter. What is that?
Compound butter is just you take butter, let it sit at room temp, and then you just whip ingredients into it. So you could do a red wine reduction. You could do the zest of some orange or lemon or some lemon juice, fresh herbs, anything you really want to put in, you could do. And then you let your butter sit back up, and you have a compound butter.
And so you could use that even on bread as a butter?
Oh,
or you
bread,
could use it,
absolutely.
Yeah,
on
sure.
Steaks, yeah.
Delicious.
Well, that's the citrusy sounds interesting to me there. What other kinds of things can you put in there? I mean,
To use the butter, you could use it, of course, on your bread. You could also go on, you know, the same kind of thing that he was talking about, but on vegetables. Make that packet up, put your stuff inside, you know, do the same thing with vegetables for your side. Also, you could put it on the corn that you maybe
yes.
have grilled.
If you made that a cilantro butter
yeah,
on the corn,
that
would be
great.
Yeah.
How do you know the percentage of the ingredients to use? How much of the cilantro, how much basil, how much citrus do you put in?
Go ahead.
Well, I would say that it was just maybe kind of by eye.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
I do it by eye.
It's something that, you know, you don't want to
So you don't want your butter to look green?
No.
Yeah, not necessarily so. No, just a, you know, a nice, you know, assortment of something. Maybe it would be even spice that, you know, you could just kind of see the flakes of it, but nothing too green.
So for a pound of butter, you could use like 2 tablespoons of fresh herb and maybe a tablespoon of jalapeno, whip it all together. And you'd have a compound butter.
Yeah.
So.
And a nice thing to do with that, too, is if you want, you know, maybe the home cook might not do this, but you could if you wanted, but you can roll it up and then kind of cut mm-hmm. it down. And then you might put it on top of a steak, just one little pat.
Which looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about fish on the grill, and fish tends to be one of those things. I love it. I don't mind cooking it, but it terrifies me. So you say you put it in a foil packet. What all do you put in there? How do you cook it on
the
grill?
Well, when I do it in a foil packet, I wrap up the foil. And then you can either close it totally off, or you can just set the fish on the foil and put it on the grill. This keeps it from sticking to the grill.
Right.
Because that way it cooks. You can flip it over. It will get that grilled taste, but it won't stick to the grill. I think that's where people are afraid to grill fish, because it sticks all the time.
Yeah.
So.
What type of fish is best for that? What types do you recommend?
I mean, with that, you could kind of go anything. Yeah. You could do shrimp. You could do tilapia. You could, you know, kind of across the board.
Yeah.
Another note that I'll drop about cooking fish on the grill is using planks, wood planks.
That's a great, yeah.
Yeah, cedar would probably be my preference.
How do you keep those from charring?
A big one. Soak them in water, definitely. At least overnight, if not maybe, you know, a couple days ahead of time. It's not going to hurt anything to have them in there a while.
Yeah, and it gives the fish a great flavor.
How long does it take to cook
a fish on a hot grill? I 8 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if something's going from translucent to opaque, that's mm-hmm. the best key to look at it.
Now, if you're making all this up, you're having a big crowd and you want to have everything ready, can you have those foil packets ready to go in the fridge and then just throw them on
absolutely.
The grill?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
so it doesn't hurt to get it ready.
That would be a great do-ahead.
Great do-ahead. Another thing we do sometimes is grill braising. So you can get a pot, fill it with a liquid. If you got a tough cut of meat, like a pork butt, you can put it in the pot with some fresh herbs and vegetables and let it sit around on your grill and just braise right on the grill. And then when it becomes tender, you can take it out, throw it on the grill for your char, and it's another technique you can use.
When you say braising, do you put liquid in with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a pot, you put liquid in with
liquid
it,
in.
Set
okay.
it on the grill, and then when it gets tender, because it's going to take a couple hours to get tender, you take it out, put it on the grill, and get your charred flavor on it.
Right.
What any other main course ideas besides fish and pork butt that we could have for our...
I would definitely say the pork side of things. I definitely would, you know, I would revisit that probably more than maybe some beef cuts in my family, you know, because we get the big pork loin and we cut down chops or something. But definitely kind of just doing a different meat that's something maybe you don't do, or even grinding something that you might not do before, chicken burger instead of a regular burger or a turkey burger.
Yeah, which is a good one. And if you do that, you probably just want to make sure there's enough fat in it. So you have an 80-20 mix, 80% meat, protein, 20% fat.
Yep.
If you have a suggestion for something that you cook that's a little bit different for the 4th of July, let us know with a phone call at 513-419-7100. Email talk at wvxu.org. Not everyone eats meat, so you have fish as an option. But for folks that are vegan, ideas for a main course that you can do, whether inside or outside.
One of my favorite, my wife's a vegan, is grilled portobellos. They're easy to do. You marinate them in olive oil. They absorb it, and you can grill them, and they taste just like a, you know, they have that meaty quality to them. So
right,
that,
you
that's
could even put
one.
It on a, you know, a ciabatta and make a burger that way.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a great way to make a burger.
Right.
So
I would say another thing that you could do is kind of going back to the vegetable thing that we talked about is grilling. I like to grill all of the vegetables for a salad, and then make like a tabbouleh or make like a barley salad. So I would already have the barley cooked ahead, and then I would roast my or grill my vegetables, and then cut the corn off the cob or take the pepper and cut it down and just add it in. And again, you know, you can make a dressing to go on or use
now,
a ready-made dressing.
Would you serve that hot or cold?
I would actually, I've served it both ways. Yeah. You could also add, you know, red beans or cannellini beans as more protein if you're looking for a little bit more protein on a salad like that.
Another one is beets. You can take beets and slice them about an eighth inch thick, toss them with balsamic, rosemary, and olive oil, and you can do grilled beets, which is very good.
So you put the olive oil or the balsamic on first, and then
first, yeah, toss them in, toss it all together like a marinade, and then just grill your beets right on.
Now, should you grill in a grill pan? Do you put them right on the coils?
I mean, it's probably personal preference, maybe what your grill has to offer.
Yeah.
I would definitely suggest, you know, making bigger, chunkier pieces just so you don't have stuff falling through the grill.
Yeah.
You know, same with onions, maybe, you know, if you're doing those, cut them big fat slices so that you can, you know, not have anything lost in the grill.
Yeah, and the grill pans are good for indoors. So if you put them on your flame and you can grill indoors right on your grill
pan. If you
pan.
Have a gas stove.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That's a good idea. we're talking about grilling. We're going to assume people can get out there. It's not going to pour down rain on the 4th of July. We don't know for sure, of course. But gas or charcoal, what's your preference?
We have charcoal at home. I definitely would say it's become my labor of love in the last couple of years.
I think you get more flavor with charcoal, and you can throw your wood chips on and stuff.
Right.
You get more carbon and maybe flaming up with the charcoal. But gas is easy. You can just turn it on. It's there.
Right.
So... They both have their pros and cons.
Yeah.
How about some appetizers? People are coming over. You know, you want to put something out besides chips and dip. What's healthy but still flavorful?
I would go back to maybe the fish aspect. I would say any kind of shrimp, you know, grilled shrimp. You could marinate it any way you like. Another one would be scallops.
Scallops, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
How would you cook them?
I would say you could maybe do a quick marinade on them. With fish, you have to be a little bit careful not to marinate, you know, too much longer than maybe a few hours. You may not want to go overnight because the fish can start to break down. But you would just simply grill them. Salt and pepper would be just lovely. You could go maybe Asian style with like a wakame salad to kind of go with, or maybe just make your own coleslaw and kind of have that next to it. It would be really good.
You mentioned any kind of marinade, but maybe somebody doesn't even know where to start with that. So what are some real simple
marinades? Good one. I mean, the basic one would be your soy, ginger, and brown sugar. That's your teriyaki. And you put it on the stove, dissolve your sugar, and you'd have a basic teriyaki marinade that you could do chicken, you could do beef, you could do all kinds of things
scallops.
With that. Scallops.
Yep.
Or a red wine. I like the red wine, shallots, rosemary, and I'll do that with lamb. Soak the lamb in it for a few hours or 6-7 hours, and then it gets a nice purple color to it, and then grill your lamb.
What about you? You've talked a little bit about vegetables with beets and some grilled vegetables on the grill, and we've talked about meats and appetizers. What about the fruit course, if you want to do that?
Well, if you want to grill the fruit, I would suggest, again, cutting things large. I would say pineapple would be a perfect one. Maybe a papaya, if you could get a hold of a good one. Maybe a mango also would be really nice on the grill. You just have to kind of watch with sticking, because things definitely will stick.
One of my favorites is a grilled peach. Take the peach, half it, toss it with olive oil, black pepper, and then...
Black pepper?
Yeah, a little bit of black pepper.
Really?
And then grill the peaches on the grill, get nice grill marks on them, and you can serve it with a lot of things, chicken, foie gras, because it has that sweetness to it. So.
How long does it take to grill a peach?
6-7 minutes. You wanna put it up, you wanna have your grill very hot, put it on for about 3 minutes, and then turn it 140 degrees, do another 3 minutes, you'll get nice cross marks, flip it over for 3 minutes, and it's done.
Another thing would be to use one of those grilled fruits in a salad for dessert.
Yes.
Or just like he was talking, you know, doing the peach, putting a dollop of whatever, gelato, ice cream, anything you could think of, you know, a nice whipped cream maybe that you put a little cinnamon in. And that's just a simple way of putting a great dessert out there.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about other desserts. Fruit desserts, what other things are popular right now for
another
summer?
Thing that you might actually grill would be like to use a pound cake or a real dense cake like that, and then slice it down the same way. You definitely want to brush with some olive oil, and then you kind of just bring a different layer of flavor to something that would just be a piece of cake and maybe strawberries. You could really kind of make a neat, you know, just kind of go along with the progression of the meal. Have something grilled for dessert would be a little bit extra special.
And you could do a grilled flatbread and have some apples on it. Cover it with brown sugar and then serve it with ice cream too, mm-hmm. which would be good.
Now, we've talked so much about grilling, but, you know, people sometimes like to just pack up a picnic and go, and they go somewhere and they don't have a grill. What are some things you can just pack and eat as you open up your bag?
I would say one of the things I love that we've been kind of munching lately at home is frozen grapes. You can use it as your cooler, you know, as you maybe just want to take a bag with something, keep things cool in there. It could help as your ice bag for the day, and then you can enjoy it. They should hopefully still be a little bit cold when you get to wherever you're going. I would say like any fruit you could just kind of toss in a bag to go somewhere.
And with the fruit, sometimes I do a ginger syrup, a ginger syrup,
yeah,
and toss it with the fruit. That's a good.
Yeah, that would be good because then you could, you know, close that in a Ziploc and mm-hmm. just be on your way.
What about a main course?
Main course?
Ooh.
Everybody likes steak.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe you could take the grilled steak from the night before, make some wraps.
Yeah.
That would be a nice thing.
That's a
nice
way to
usually
do it.
If my family's going out to picnic anywhere, we almost always take wraps. The kids can have, you know, maybe peanut butter and banana, and mom and dad have something that's a little bit, you know, more adult.
And grilled salmon. That's a good one to take too.
Oh,
grill it,
yeah.
Chill it, and you can take that with you
that
and
would
flake
be
it off. Yeah.
Just bring some crackers and you know,
good.
Maybe some cream cheese.
How about going beyond potato salad?
Ooh.
Or is there a way to do potato salad that's new and different? Not that I don't love old potato salad. Well, former recipes of potato salad.
I like a roasted red bliss with like a creme fraiche and like applewood bacon and diced red peppers and cilantro. I mean, it's
the
a
other thing
twist.
Too is to play with what kind of potato you're using.
Yeah.
Like when I was at my former job, I did a salad that I grilled the potatoes first and then I made the salad from them instead of the boiling method or the roasting method. Also, you know, using a fingerling or a Yukon Gold, just something to kind of change up the russet potato rut.
Purple potato.
Yeah.
Is there anything people can do as a group together sort of prepare at an event? You know, a lot of times in the winter, everybody has, you know, make your own pizza and you've got the whole pizza set up. Is there something for summer that might work in that
way?
Well,
we've actually done grilled pizzas. I found a recipe that's like kind of like a cracker recipe, but I just kind of revamped it. And we just make individual size pizzas and get them ready. Nice and, you know, a little bit of olive oil on, make sure they're not going to stick, and then kind of grill all the different pieces and then assemble it once we get it back inside. So it's a fun way to do it.
We've done a crazy one. This is going to sound funny, but it's not really grilling, but we've bought a new trash can and you load it up with food and liquid, and you put it over and let's let it go all day. It's called a trash can lunch.
Whoa.
So you put meat, you could put pork butts, what size trash can are we talking about? Aluminum trash can, just a normal size one.
That you take out to the curb?
Well, they're aluminum, right?
Right.
You take them, you fill it, you get one a new one. You don't want to use, obviously, one that's been used for trash, but you can fill it with potatoes and carrots and celery and wine and chicken stock, and then put your pork rib or pork butt in it, and then you just let it simmer gently over an open fire, and it's called a trash can lunch.
Wow, I've not heard of that.
Pretty
one.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that sounds a little
improvised.
Crazy. How's it taste?
It tastes like great stew. Yeah.
Stew in the summer. Ice cream, homemade ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah.
flavors of that?
Yeah, I would say once you get a good base, you can put anything into ice cream.
Yeah, you can adjust the base. One of my favorite to make is a ginger plum. I love ginger, you can tell. But a ginger plum is good.
Yep. Another thing is sorbet. I mean, I have a ice cream machine that I use at home here and there. Not all the time, but a sorbet would be great, too.
Oh, I love sorbets.
Yeah, so, you know, you could, of course, play with any different summer item, peaches. I've actually had a champagne sorbet that was really good before, and also, like, a watermelon sorbet that's, of course, clean, light, really good. Add maybe some basil in for some fun, but anything like that's always good.
And one thing with sorbets, I like them a little tart, so mm-hmm. I squeeze a little lime juice or lemon juice into them. And then, of course, you use simple syrup or sugar, but I like the tart. I don't like them too sweet. I think they become on the palate. But
right.
When you have that tartness, you want to keep eating it.
Right.
And as we wrap it up, sweet and salt still seems to be the big thing.
Yeah.
I'm finding kosher salt really seems to do a good job with that. So you got the sweet and salt caramel kind of thing. Is there any sweet and salt? 10 seconds, 20 seconds or less you can give us?
Ooh, I would say to do a caramel, do the ice cream, make the ice cream at home, make a caramel sauce at home, use that sea salt or any kind of finishing salt that you can
find.
There's
so many good sea salts nowadays that you can get.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here. You're making
me
hungry.
All right.
I'm going to have lunch again or something. Thanks for joining me. I've been talking with Chef Mary Butch and Executive Chef at the Midwest Culinary Institute Summit Restaurant, Sean Kagey, about your 4th of July menu. Cincinnati Edition is produced by Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Bruce Ellis. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.